Welcome to the All Moves Podcast. I am your host, Anthony Manaya, and in this show, we challenge your perspective and take a deep dive into the problems of the mind. Are you ready for more clarity, awareness, and truth? Tune in every Friday as we break down the uncomfortable details most people overlook. This will be your guide, your mirror in which you see yourself. Allow it to inspire you into living a life of passion, love, purpose, and freedom. Jump into the unknown with a fresh mind. Observe and listen carefully. You are one decision away from total transformation. Welcome to the show. What is going on, fam? Welcome to a brand new episode of the All Moves Podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. Those of you who are listening to the sound of my voice right now, please head over to anthonymanaya.com. Make sure you sign up and stay up to date on my email list. Also, if you haven't done so yet, leave a review on the show. It helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time, and it also helps with the growth of the show. So go ahead and do that, fam. With that being said, let's just jump straight into it. I want to talk about how to be of quality. How to be a quality human being. Now, there's difference. In this world, there's low quality, there's high quality, right? There are things in this life that are well put together. There are things in this life that take time to set up. It takes time to build. It takes time to put together. Right. And there's other things that use cheap material, cheap shortcuts, right? Looking for the quick way to put it together, the cheapest way to put it together. It's fragile, breaks easily, it's easily replaceable. So you have to start thinking. First, it starts off by you being honest with yourself and you telling yourself the truth. Where do you stand right now in the quality meter, right? Where do you stand? You know, and all of it has to do with who you are, how you see the world, how you treat yourself, the people you hang around, what you are willing to do to yourself, right? What you allow to continue. These are the things that determine the quality of one's mind, the quality of one's life. So you first got to be honest with yourself and say, okay, where am I? You know, what can I improve on? What do I need to work on? See, me growing up in the Bronx, I've learned so much about what it means to be of quality because I've been low quality for a long time. And I continue to work on this every single day. And, you know, once you are aware of where you are in your life and what you allow and the things that you don't care about, you know, you start to see that it gets closer to the root cause to the problem, right? A lot of times we're blinded by what we accept. You know, living in the Bronx, again, seeing roaches on the walls, seeing the cracked floors, you know, and being in a rough neighborhood. You're focusing on these things. You're allowing these things to happen and continue. There's no urgency to figure it out. You know, you just accept it, right? You're just like, okay, this is just the way it is. There's nothing else. I'm just used to this. This is just how people live their life out here. This is just what we do. This is what we allow, right? And now you see different places around the world where, you know, of course, when you compare yourself, you can always say there's someone who has it worse. You know, you can do that to make yourself feel better, but there's also a mentality that I'm attracted to is there's someone who's doing it better, right? There's someone who has it better. Why not look at it like that? There's someone that has it better. That means there's someone that was in my situation at one point in their life, maybe, right? But there is somebody in the world who has a similar position as you and made it happen. Maybe you haven't seen them, right? That's why it's hard, you know, when it comes to getting inspired by somebody. You look at who you relate to. You're like, hey, that person comes from my neighborhood. That person is from the place where I grew up. This person is, you know, had the similar struggles as me. You know, and these are the things that I would allow in my life when it comes to problems rolling on to the next day, how I treat myself, the quality of food I would eat, you know, and then I'm wondering why I feel so sluggish. Why am I dragging through life? Why am I not inspired? Well, look at my environment, right? Look at who I hang around. Look at the quality of my conversations. Look at what these conversations lead me to, you know, so when I started to prioritize these things, everything started to change because I'm like, I can't live like this anymore. And let me start small. Let me start by identifying the problems. Let me start by what's getting me more, or keeping me in the same situation. What is adding on to the fog in my mind, right? Because my mind feels a bit foggy. So during these times, I would look around and say, okay, first of all, I gotta take control of my environment. Let me make my bed. Let me start changing the quality of my clothes. I would walk around with ripped clothes. And I'm like, well, no one sees the ripped clothes, the ripped shirt. No one cares, right? Now, it doesn't matter about what other people think of you or what other people are going to say, because that's what a lot of you focus on, right? What's interesting is you would much rather focus on perception, and you would focus on faking it till you make it to impress others. But to yourself, you look at yourself in the mirror, you would just allow things to just be. Doesn't mean a lot to you. It doesn't mean anything to you at all. So if you look at your life, man, you look at, okay, no, what are things about my life that needs to change that are going to inspire me? You need to inspire yourself. You need to prove to yourself that you deserve more. You need to increase your worth. And you do that by, again, being honest with yourself and bringing awareness to where you are. So going back to me, it's like, okay, let me change. Let me buy one t-shirt once a week, or let me change my style up, you know, with the little money that I had. You know, let me fix my bed. Let me control what I have control of. Let me wake up early and let me stay consistent to that. Let me prove to myself that I can just honor my word. You know, let me move with urgency every single day and make the money that is needed to get out of this environment. You know, the more times I see my block on the news, the more inspired I start to get, right? As crazy as that sounds, you see another situation, or you hear other people's stories. It's like, how come no one's doing anything about it? How come no one is making moves? How come no one is picking up and getting out this environment? How come everyone just accepting, allowing it to be? You know, it's of course there's problems when you have no intention to change, when you have no intention to do something different. When you just commit, you commit to a path that has you just stuck, right? So there's things that you just allow to continue. You know, I committed to this job for 40 years. I committed to working in this environment, and there's nothing else I can do. There's no time for anything else. And it's like, man, do you realize that those 2 to 3 hours you have instead of watching TV, going out on the weekends, you know, going out partying, drinking, and talking to low quality people? It's like, do you know you can use that time to figure out ways to replace your income and make more money? You know, all you need to do is learn. All we need to do is learn. There is a way. You just need to learn. That's it. All you need to do is learn how to make it happen. So taking control of the things you have control of, this is real. And I always talk about this, yet this is the thing that most people overlook. I can't teach you to care about you. I can't teach you to show up with passion. I can't teach you to, you know, just love yourself. I can't. If you don't care about you, if you just allow things to happen, then what you allow will continue, and what you settle for, you deserve. So, you know, as I say these things, I'm saying these things assuming that this is what you want, because this is what I wanted. I wanted change in my life. I wanted to live a quality life. I wanted to have peace, and peace in what I can control, right? Some of the things I'm talking about, just my own self. This is not, and let's not get it twisted. You have so many people talking about this whole masculine and feminine, and this is a very masculine thing. It's like, dude, what are we saying here? Like almost every conversation I have is about, what do you think about masculine and feminine, and the masculine this and the feminine that, and I'm working on my femininity, and I'm working on my masculinity, and I'm working on all these things. It's like, dude, man, like, you need to work on just showing up for yourself. Like, seriously, are you doing what's healthiest for the body and mind as a human being? Look, we're so caught up in these fragments. It's like, what are you doing for yourself as a human being? Like, what are you doing? Are you working on the body and mind? Are you solving the problems that's just right in front of you? Are you just taking control? Are you making your bed? Do you have to be more masculine or more feminine to make your bed? Are you making your bed? Are you just controlling the things that you have control of? It's like we complicate things. We make things difficult, right? And now when we're afraid to address the root cause, when we're afraid to see ourselves, when we are lazy, when we don't want to work, when we don't want to make things happen, we start to look for reasons to why we can't. We start to look for reasons to why, you know, this is a good idea, that's not a good idea. Look, man, here's what I've learned. Just please listen. If you're listening to me right now, just listen as if you're sitting right next to me and we're looking at the problem together. We're looking at the world together. Most people are losers. This is just straight up facts. Most people do not want to do what's best for themselves. Most people do not want to be the healthiest version of themselves. Most people would rather make excuses to why they can't make something happen. Instead of looking to reasons for why they can, they look for reasons to why they can't. This is just straight facts. The solution could be written inside a book, and one will not read the book. The solution could be right in front of one's face, and they just allow that to just pass by. One will ruin opportunity just because of the amount of work that it takes to make it happen. So we can understand that just most people are just want to lose. They want to be losers. Everything will start to make sense, right? You can't change everybody. Not everybody's supposed to go with you. When you make this decision, family, listen to me. When you make this decision to be the healthiest version of you, the best version of you, and you start loving yourself, you focus on the things you have control of, and you start increasing the quality of your life. And you start with the smallest of things. You start with the food you eat. You start with increasing your income. You start with controlling, you know, the where, like, your environment, the environment that you're in, the quality of your conversations. You have quality control. You start to say, I'm not having these type of quality, these type of conversations here. I'm not hanging out with these people. I'm not going in this situation. I'm not doing that to my body and mind. I'm going to respect myself. Imagine you had self-respect. Imagine you started to focus on self-respect and increasing how you see yourself. You got to increase yourself, man. What do you get out of being lazy? What do you get out of being a bum? What do you get out of being broke? What do you get out of being unhealthy? What do you get out of just to not be lonely? You will associate with people just to waste time, just to not see yourself. Like, these are real conversations we need to start having. These are real situations that, man, like, we need to be more sensitive to. Now, sensitivity means I want to be as close to the truth as possible and see what is so I can make changes. Like, this is confusing. it's confusing to, like, me having to motivate and convince you to do what's best for you. It's like, that doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense at all, right? Like, you should love yourself enough to say, I'm going to make changes. And not get offended by what you hear. Not be afraid to talk about your problems. Not being so victim-minded where you think that there's nothing that you can do about your situation. I'm telling you that it doesn't have to be this way, and you're fighting it. Are we fighting this, fam? Are you fighting this? That there's a possibility to reposition your life, make changes, make moves, go in a different direction, and we are saying, no, there's not. We're fighting it, right? It's interesting, man. Whatever it is you want, you have to make yourself more valuable to put yourself in position for that opportunity. And what I did was study. I learned more and more and more, not only about myself, but I learned about money. I learned about marketing. I learned about business. I learned about creating my own income. Why? Because I was in a position where there was nothing else for me. I didn't have a college degree. I dropped out of college. I didn't have any skills. I didn't want to work a job. Right? I didn't have any skills to work a job. The only thing that was around me was low quality jobs, right? Low end jobs, meaning easily replaceable. They could replace me tomorrow because it doesn't matter who you are. They just need people in the front end and they'll replace them over and over and over and over and over again. So I didn't want to do that. So I said, I'm gonna build skills that's gonna be with me for the rest of my life. I'm gonna build a mentality that's gonna be with me for the rest of my life. I'm going to learn things about this world that's going to be with me for the rest of my life. Like, this is what we're talking about. And we have to allow things to play out. Some of you quit the moment you get started. You quit the moment you fail or there's a setback. That doesn't make sense. We must fail in everything that we do. Anything that we decide to learn, we have to allow it to play out to see what it is. It's the only way, right? Like, you have to start paying attention to what you get in what you get involved with. You know, in relationships, study the people that you've dated. When you allow it to play out, they just start to reveal themselves. And you're like, holy shit, what did I get myself into? When you start doing business and you're getting the results that make the most sense. You're like, okay, I'm learning. I learn more by doing. You know, you make phone calls, make 100 phone calls. Guarantee you will learn more about sales and selling. Make 100 cold calls. You will learn more about sales than you would ever in a book. See, you read, listen to podcasts, watch videos. We do all these things to want to better ourselves, and we think that that's just where it starts and where it ends. We buy books, we buy courses, you know, we get into something for 2 seconds and then drop it, thinking that this is, okay, we're bettering ourselves, we're making changes in our life, we're making moves. It's like, man, the real personal development, the real life-changing moments is right now. It's moment to moment. It's the conversations you have with yourself, moment to moment. It's how you handle adversity, moment to moment. It's how you address your fears, moment to moment. This is not a masculine thing. This is not a feminine thing. This is just what is. That's it. That's it. That's it. How do you see it? How's your perspective? How's the angle in which you see the world? The angle in which you see the world matters most. Like, many people struggle with themselves. You're having a hard time with themselves, and it's just moment-to-moment conversations. Let's get out of that. You can change. It's very possible for you. You can make it happen. I made it happen, right? I made it happen. And it starts by wanting to be of quality. You want to be a quality person or you want to be a low quality person? There's a lot of low quality people, and low quality people get in the way. of the vision. They get in the way of where you need to be. They get in the way. And again, it's not income. It's not money we're talking about here. You know, that's temporary. Money comes and goes. You can make one move that will completely change the course of your life forever financially. We're talking about how one sees themselves and how one sees the world, how one takes care of themselves. You want better relationships, higher quality relationships in your life? Look at how you treat yourself. Look at how you talk to yourself. Look at your body. Look at yourself in the mirror, butt naked, and see yourself butt naked in the mirror. See yourself. Let's not feel bad about what we see if you're not where you want to be. There's choices you've made that led you up to this point. So now let's just make changes. Day one, start now. What is it? What's the problem? Just go start. I don't want to, Anthony. All these things are in the way. You don't understand my situation. You don't understand why I'm in this. Okay, cool. Then just stay like that then. If you're looking for reasons to why you can't, just move. Just go ahead. Go in the corner and do that. Then you start to become envious. Then you start to become jealous. Then you start to become hateful. Then you start to become just bitter, right? Mad at life because you see other people doing what you are refusing to do out of laziness, out of fear. So it's like, okay, imagine if someone actually really invested in you. What happened if someone really, really invested their time and energy and resources into you? What if we put a camera behind the scenes and see your moment-to-moment moves? What would that look like? How would I feel watching you? Now, you can front and you can work on the perception and you can build this character, but eventually you get revealed. The truth always gets revealed. You know, you shake the boat a little bit, you see the facts. How emotionally unstable people are, how afraid people are. Like, if this is you, then just, it's simple, man. It's simple. Take two steps back, take a deep breath, and say, yo, I'm just gonna make changes. I'm gonna go in a different direction. I'm gonna make adjustments. I'm going to take it moment by moment. I'm going to bring awareness to the things that I've been overlooking. I'm going to control what I have control of. I'm going to take it step by step. And the more you ignore this, the more you put yourself in a worse position, right? You ignore yourself for so long, and then you start to get sick, and these diseases start to come in. You ignore your finances for so long. This just didn't happen yesterday or a week ago. This is years and years and years and years of not doing it. So because the more you neglect it, the more it becomes more rooted because you quit on yourself because of the amount of work that it takes to get out of it. This is why the importance of just solving the problems is right in front of you right now. That's all I ever did. Will solve the problems. Before I jumped into something, I am as prepared as I possibly can be. Before I make a change, make an adjustment, I make sure that I play out, okay, this is what may happen, but I'm prepared for whatever happens. You try to map out your entire life, and it's not going to go that way. You can map it out to have a direction, fine. But are you prepared to make adjustments? Are you prepared to solve problems? Are you prepared to change the quality of conversations? See, if you're weak-minded and you're fragile, any little thing that can be said, any little thing can offend you, any little thing can break you. You got to strengthen that. You can't just continue to live life like that because it is you that's miserable. And then when you reveal who you are, you end up being alone, right? Which is why the only way a weak, fragile mind, a low quality mind can survive is by perception. It's by lying, right? Being dishonest, not being loyal, manipulation, right? Because it's like it feels like it has nothing else to offer. change this up. Relax. Change this up. If you want to be of quality, start telling yourself the truth. If you want to be of quality, you want quality relationships, you want a quality environment, you want to live a quality life, how you do anything is how you do everything. It starts with the foundation. It starts changing that. Change what you are willing to accept. Start honoring your word. Start taking responsibility for your life. Stop accepting just being stepped on. Stop just accepting anyone into your life. Take advantage of opportunities and do the best you can with the resources that you do have. If you're listening to this and you're someone like me who actually wants to make real changes, this episode is life-changing. It's extremely life-changing. It's eye-opening because it's like, oh yeah, you know, I've been living like this and there's this guy who says that it's possible that I can change and he's revealing everything about me right now. If the shoe fits, rightfully so. And it's like, okay, he's revealing everything that I'm doing. He's revealing who I am. All right. And he's saying that it's possible to get out of the situation. Yes, it's possible. So just make a move. That's it. That's it. Just understand. Yes, it's hard. Yes, it's difficult. Yes, you have messed up. Yes, you put yourself in a deeper and deeper, deeper hole because you've neglected yourself for so long. You didn't care about the environment that you were in. So yeah, you got caught up with the wrong people. You got caught up with the wrong people. Now you, instead of 3 steps back, you got 10 steps back now because you were influenced by the wrong people. Rightfully so. Learn from it. Learn from those experiences. Learn from those moments. Learn from it. Don't live in the past. Learn from the past. And then now moving forward, but oh, that makes sense. And just accept where you are. Accept what is. Accept the reality of your life. You know, there's some things in life that you just can't, that's it. You can't do nothing about, right? But controlling how you feel about things, right? Controlling how you feel about things. Controlling how you see it. Changing how you see it. All right, you don't have to control it. Don't control it because you don't want to control things. Change how you see it. Simple, man. Simple. How do you want to feel? You want to feel great? Fine. Feel great. Feel great. You want to cry in a corner and feel sad about life and be depressed? That's your choice. You don't have to be that way. Just do what you know you need to do. Whether you're afraid, whether you're tired, whether you're sad, whether it's hard. It's hard because of all the years, days, months of neglect. Yeah, it's hard, but do it anyway. Do it anyway. It's possible. Just got to look at yourself in the mirror and say, yo, I could really do this. Take my word for it. You can really do this. You can really, regardless of what has happened in your life, you can position your life and just live a better quality life. That's it. Quality food, quality people, and you be of value. Be of value. The people you want to be around, what do they need? Start thinking about others. Stop thinking about yourself so much in terms of, oh, I want quality relationships. I want you to do this for me. This is why you're there by yourself alone because you're so selfish. Instead of saying, okay, what can I do for you? What can I do for others? How can I be of value to others? Service to many leads to greatness. Service to many leads to greatness. I'm doing this for you. I'm telling you the cold, hard truth. I am that older brother. I am that younger brother. I am that father figure. I am that sibling. I am that husband. I am that boyfriend. I am that person, that mentor, that leader, whatever label that inspires you. I am there to tell you, listen, step your game up. I'm that one friend. I'm that one friend, that OG saying, yo, listen, step your game up. Step your game up. Don't accept. Stop being low quality. Keep your head up. Something happens in your life, keep your head up. Just keep your head up. If you need to be all in your feelings, be in your feelings. But instead of being in your feelings for 10 days, be in your feelings for 10 minutes. Be in your feelings for a little bit. cry it out. Fine. You want to cry it out? Cry it out. But don't stay in that. Don't live in that. Don't exist in that. Stop being all sluggish. Pick yourself up. Change the state of being, right? Change your state of mind. Get excited. Get inspired by life, man. You can really do this. You can really make changes. You can really make moves. You can really make yourself more valuable. You can really, really start looking at your situation differently. Get inspired by your situation. Have goals. Create goals. Get creative, man. Start creating things. Start living your passion. Start showing up for you. You deserve it. Your family deserves it. Those around you deserve it. So I just want to let you know, I'll leave you with this. You can really make it happen. I believe in you. Congratulations. You made it to the end of the episode. I appreciate you. If you're hearing the sound of my voice right now, I truly appreciate you for making it up to this point. Before you move on, before you start the day, before you go on to the next episode, two things, family. Please leave a review on the show only if you found this episode valuable. If you found it valuable, leave a review. It helps with the growth of the podcast, and it also helps with the new people who are listening in for the very first time. And the second thing, family, is head over to my website, www.anthonymaniah.com, and sign up to my daily awareness email list. There, I will connect with you guys personally. If you want more information on my coaching programs, if you want more information on working one-to-one, and also to get exclusive content, head over to anthonymaniah.com. That being said, I'll catch you guys next time. I appreciate you all.